It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Womanica is brought to you by BetterHelp. In order to continue showing up for my team, it's important that I show up for myself. For me, that means setting aside time for my mental health. BetterHelp makes prioritizing my mental health easy by providing me with a licensed professional who specializes in what I need online. I want to help you start living a happier life today. As a Womanica listener, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/EW. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EW. Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about visionaries, women who made profound contributions to the fields of photography, film, sculpture, and the performing arts. Today's visionary painted with her camera. She was a confident documentary photographer and was the first woman to be accepted as a full member of the renowned Magnum Photo Agency. She was a kind of visual ethnographer, and her work spanned the globe over several decades. This is the story of a photographer whose life was as extraordinary as her images. Please welcome Inge Morath. Inge Morath was born in Graz, Austria, in 1923, to parents who were both scientists. The family moved to Germany when Inge was young, eventually landing in Berlin during the rise of the Nazi Party. Towards the end of World War II, Inge was drafted into a factory service job, where she worked alongside Ukrainian prisoners of war. She fled during an attack by Russian bombers and joined a caravan of displaced people. They traveled for 455 miles on foot to Austria. After the war, Inge became a translator and journalist. She befriended the photographer Ernst Haas and wrote articles to accompany his photographs. Then, in 1949, Inge and Ernst were invited to Paris by another photographer, Robert Capa, to join the newly founded Magnum Photos. Magnum is an international photographic cooperative. Its founding members were world-renowned at the top of their fields, and that legacy continues today with photographers who bridge the gap between journalist, artist, and storyteller. Inge, at first, was brought on as an editor and researcher. An outsider in the hyper-masculine boys' club of photojournalism, she forged her own path. And in 1955, she became a full member of Magnum Photos. Inge traveled across the globe for her assignments, from Spain to Iran to the Soviet Union, alone. Her curiosity and warmth behind the camera made for intimate images. She captured a rare humanity in the details of her photos, of ruffled polka-dot flamenco skirts that twirl, of women looking at an eclipse through tinted glass, or the smile of a young woman recently engaged, walking down a tree-lined road to announce the news. Inge let her subjects reveal themselves to her and became an extraordinary portraitist. All her life, Inga maintained a gift for words as a prolific diarist and letter writer. This gift would make her unusual among her photographer colleagues. She later wrote, "After the war, I had often suffered from the fact that my native language, German, was, for most of the world, the language of the enemy. And although I was able to write stories in English or French, it did not touch the roots. Photographs, then," she wrote, "felt both like a relief and an inner necessity." Inga was drawn to photographing artists. On the set of a movie, Inga met the famous playwright Arthur Miller. After he and Marilyn Monroe divorced, Miller and Inga married. They stayed together for 40 years. Inga Morath died in New York City in 2002. The range of her work was vast and influential, personal as well as universal. Speaking of his wife, Miller said, "She made poetry out of people and their places over half a century." All month, we're honoring incredible artistic visionaries. For more information, and for pictures of some of the work we're talking about, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. And special thanks to Alessandra Tejeda, who curated this month's theme. Talk to you tomorrow.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.